This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're finally done with all this Epstein ickiness again, and we're going to move on and talk about other things. Let's talk about illegal immigration first. Not in the way we did at the opening of last hour about how illegal immigration is the base of the Democrat Party, but... Well, I want to answer this question in kind of the same way. Here, the guy says, hey, Jesse, I don't understand why Trump and Holman are beating their heads against the wall, going heavy-handed into deep blue territories to grab illegals. There is so much low-hanging fruit in red states when you're going to get the cooperation of state and local officials. You could easily spend a year or two, get a million-plus deported, so on and so forth. All right, so... let me explain first. There's something about electoral politics that sometimes we like and sometimes we don't like, depending on how well it's working out for our side. So here's what it is. And this is hard for you and me to keep in mind because we're the hyper-informed. We know the issues. We know what's right. We know what we don't. You don't just follow what's popular, do you? Of course you don't. You have things you want, whether they're popular or not. All right. You know what the best politics has always been? If you are in electoral politics, meaning people vote you in, whatever system that is, the best politics, if you want to stay in power, is making people's lives better. I know it should be deeper than that, and people should think bigger than that. That's what you think, right? Well, the national debt should matter. People don't care about the national debt. You know something every single president has discovered? In fact, this goes all the way back to FDR. But Barack Obama talked about it. Bush talked about it. You know what every single president has discovered? Their approval ratings will directly be reflective of gas prices. Did you know that? When gas prices get too high, presidential approval ratings plummet. Well, there are deeper reasons, but you don't understand. There was a boycott. No. I know there's much more to it. Gas prices determine a president's approval numbers. Did you know that? And in large part. FDR, back in World War II, I'm assuming you weren't alive back then, but I realize we have some folks who are up there who may have been. But assuming you weren't alive back then, you do know there was rationing, of course. There was rationing in the United States of America because we wanted materials for the war, needed materials for the war. So we couldn't just allow every American to buy, you know, all the sugar you wanted. We needed some sugar for the troops. We were making things. We said, you got it. Did you know? They used to write about it, and go dig this up to this day, that the American people, because the country was so patriotic back then, and because the war was viewed as such a righteous cause, the American people were actually great about rationing. They were okay with it. Oh, okay, that's my allotment of butter. I got it. Except for gas. Gas rationing. Rationing people's gas. Their ability to move to and fro, from work, whatever, that is what created fraud. That's what created public pushback. That is what the public said, whoa, hold on. No. What does that mean? Well, gas makes your life better. It's how you get to work. It's how you go to the gas station. It's how you go visit your mom at family vacations. It's how we move to and fro. What is gasoline today? It's our horse. It's the old Western version of our horse. Your horse was everything back then. That's your gas prices. Good politics, politics that will increase your popularity, is politics that makes people's lives better. We like that when it works for us. We don't like that when it doesn't. Now back to the subject at hand. Why would Donald Trump and Tom Homan be focusing on places like Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York when it comes to illegal immigration raids? One, let's get through the obvious point. That's where a large percentage of them are. Yes, there are tons in red states, so don't email me, Jesse, you should see, but it's like in Nebraska. I know, we have them all over Texas too. I get it, but when you have these sanctuary states, sanctuary cities, that's where illegals are naturally going to flock because that's where they can be safest under the law. So LA has more illegals than your area does, unless of course you're listening from LA, but you get what I mean. That's one. Two, do you know what people are going to be discovering very, very shortly? And there are already reports that many are discovering this. Okay, so Trump and Homan, they're doing all these illegal alien roundups. ICE is raiding marijuana farms, Home Depots, and you know what's wild? There's so much less traffic. You know, I had to go to the emergency room last night here in Los Angeles. I didn't. This is a hypothetical. You know, I had to go to the emergency room last night here in Los Angeles. And I remember 3 years ago, I went to the ER. I had broke my wrist and I had to wait in the waiting room for 2 hours before they could put a cast on it. But last night I was in 10 minutes. Hey, did you know that this apartment, I tried to rent in this apartment building. I've wanted to be in this apartment building forever, but I couldn't get in there because it was $1,800 a month and I couldn't afford that. And I just got an email. They've lowered their prices. $1,100 a month. I can get that apartment now. We know illegal immigration is bad. We all know that on a surface level. And you, again, because you're the hyper-informed, you understand that it's made our education system so much worse. Huge classrooms, bilingual, larger the classroom, the worse the education. Our children are dumber because of illegal immigration. You know it's made healthcare costs worse, housing prices worse, crime worse, traffic worse. You understand all that. It's one thing to know that because you're the hyper-informed. It's another thing entirely when you're an independent voter, maybe even a moderate Democrat voter, and you're living in LA County, and your life gets better. And you know your life gets better because Donald Trump is rounding up illegals and sending them out of the country. Good politics is making people's lives better by deporting people in these blue areas. Let me tell you something right now. This is a prediction. Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Over the next few years, I don't know what state it'll be, and no, I'm not telling you it'll be California. You are going to see a blue state like maybe New Mexico, Colorado, somewhere like that. You are going to see a blue state turn red by the time Trump's term is over. People do not die. I don't fully know. Because there are so many systems in place to hide the numbers, people do not realize, I do not realize how much illegal immigration holds up the Democrat Party on its shoulders. And when you start rounding these people up and getting rid of them, not only do people's lives get better, you're going to see a blue state turn red. You will. It's a fact. Well, I shouldn't say it's a fact. It's a prediction. Why go into these areas? That's why you go into these areas. And remember, it's not that they're ignoring the red states. I'm telling you right now, I live in red Texas. There are deportations happening all over the place in red Texas. ICE raids all over Houston, place area I live in, things like that. Do you know why you don't see it? Remember, there's what's happening and then there's what you see. Those are two different things. You know why you don't see it? Because red state politicians are not making hay by making a big deal out of it on social media. You don't see Texas congressmen complaining about it outside of the Jasmine Crocketts of the world because they know, well, people in my state don't want illegals here. In California, When your seat in Congress relies on illegals, when you're Delia Ramirez, when you're Julia Brownlee, when you're these people, you know you have to protect the illegals.
And I want you to look at the people here. We're not alone. We're going to continue to protest. We're going to continue to show up. We are going to exercise our rights of a democracy because we will continue to fight for the democracy that we say we are in the United States of America.
They know they can make noise about it and people will watch. You see more deportations in LA than Texas because there are more illegals in LA and because that's what the media wants you to look at. All right, let's move on. Talk about some very, very, very important things. Maybe the most important things we've ever discussed on the show. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. Maybe you can email the show, jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Ah! Chris, I don't know that you've ever once played the original version of American Woman. I'm not insulting the Lenny Kravitz version, which, as you know, I like. I don't remember you playing the original. You can claim you have all you want. Is it because they're Canadian? Is that I would understand. Okay, you know what? That's fine. You know what? They're banned then. I didn't marry a Canadian, Chris. She was born in Ohio, okay? She was born in Ohio just because her parents took her off to that third world dump when she was like 2 years old doesn't mean she's Canadian. She's an American. Jesse, dear fellow wing connoisseur, there's been a lot of talk lately about wing eating techniques and sauces, but there's one area I think is even more important. How do you like your wings cooked, baked, fried, grilled, or smoked? I'm not going to tell you my favorite, as I don't want to jade your response. Okay, his name is Joe. So, I'm going to give an answer that I hate. I'm about to sound like a politician, and you know how much I hate that. In fact, I hate it so much, that's probably why I'm not one. that's probably where I lost my congressional races. But you asked, how do I like them baked, fried, smoked, whatever. I like to pride myself on knowing food. Not how to cook. I don't know how to do that, but I know how to eat. I know what to order. I know what restaurant to go to. I have this blank in my memory. And I don't know what that is. Maybe it's just part of getting older. Maybe it was too much Keystone Light when I was younger. I don't know. But the greatest wings I have ever eaten in my entire life were from a place outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. And I can't remember the name. Ob and I we had the kids in the car. We had a minivan's top. Don't make fun of me. Okay, they're affordable and they're good for kids. We had a minivan, and this is when I was driving across the country. I was out of work. I was looking for work. It's probably 10 years ago, I would guess. Just trying to find a job. Well, you know, I'm in love with Tennessee. I always have been. When I was a kid, we used to take road trips down there, and we'd go fishing. I learned how to swim when my dad threw me off a houseboat in Tennessee. So Tennessee, I just adore. I love Tennessee people. I love the food. I love the Smokies, the Rockies, the mountains there. I love Tennessee. We really focused on Tennessee when I was looking for work because I wanted to find a job in Tennessee and move to Tennessee. I love Chattanooga, Knoxville, Nashville, Memphis. Can be hit. Memphis has gotten rougher over the years, but even Memphis, I don't mind. But anyway, we're outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. And we had to eat, get some dinner one night. And there's one thing about restaurants that I always tell you, lines don't lie. A good restaurant is never, ever empty. I'm not saying it's always full. Maybe it's off hours or something like that. But a good restaurant is never empty. And bad restaurants don't have lines to get in them. It's just not something that happens. You go where cops eat. Cops always know where the good food is. You go where realtors eat. They know where the good food is. And follow the crowd. It's one of the few times in your life you should follow the crowd. We are out. We're hungry. We look over. It was a barbecue place. I remember that. It was a barbecue place. And there was a line out the door. Okay, we're hungry. Let's pull in. Gosh, I can even picture it. I just don't remember the name. We pull in this place. And their chicken wings, not only did they have homemade ranch, homemade blue cheese, their chicken wings were baked, then smoked, then fried. All three. Baked, smoked, fried. So they even had that little kind of red smoke ring in them. Oh my gosh, they were so good. And I don't, maybe it was the sheer euphoria that caused this blank spot in my mind that I can't remember the name of the place, but I like all three. There, I said it. Jesse, yesterday while cooking a grilled cheese sandwich, I had an epiphany. What if I put sauerkraut in there and combined it with the melty goodness of American cheese? Turns out it was fantastic. Have you ever considered such a wonderful sandwich? No, I haven't, because I'm not an orc from Lord of the Rings that believes in eating disgusting sauerkraut. My folks used to make sauerkraut when I was a kid, and I would have to just go outside and not even come back because the putrid odor would fill up the house, and it was like I was in some kind of a torture chamber, and I would never take a sacred grilled cheese made with the heavenly American cheese, or Velveeta if you're high end, and taint it with sauerkraut. That is so disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself, and everybody who likes sauerkraut, you should be ashamed of yourself. Go repent. Jesse, how did a communist take over Spain after what they've been through in the past? Was it fraud? Will this bring a Franco number two into power? Okay, so I brought up yesterday, it was very brief, but it's also very sad. I made fun of Spain because that's fun, but the Spanish government is completely communist now. And they're passing laws that's going to allow them to arrest pastors, and it's really, really, really bad. How does this happen? I'll get to that in a moment, because actually it's very similar to what's happening here and what's been happening here. Before we do that, let me do this. Everybody likes to save money. It's not just Chris. He happens to be better at it. Everybody likes to save money. When I tell you about Legacy Box, I tell you about this wonderful company of wonderful people in Tennessee. Speaking of Tennessee, they will digitize all your home movies, all your pictures, that wedding album, the baby album, grandma's picture. They'll digitize that stuff for you so you have it forever. Great, great, great grandkids who you'll never meet will get to look at you and maybe even hear you, home videos. They'll do that for you at Legacy Box. And I understand it's hard sometimes to convince yourself to spend that kind of money. I get it. It's 50% off right now. You realize when you get the box, you can fill out the box and send it in when you want. Get the box while it's 50% off. Don't wait and pay more. Imagine what that'll do to poor Chris's heart. Go to legacybox.com/Jesse and get a box. Just get the box and slowly but surely start filling it up with your stuff. Legacybox.com/Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Okay, so the guy asked, how could that happen in Spain? How could communists take over Spain again? Because remember, we've talked about this before on this show. The communists did take over Spain once. Stop me if you've heard anything like this before. They stole an election. Then they promptly started destroying the churches. The Catholic Church is very traditional in Spain. So they started killing the priests and the nuns and doing all the demonic crap that communists always do. Francisco Franco had been a rising star of a general in the Spanish military. A bunch of people came to him and said, please save us from the communists. He raised an army, got a little help from Hitler, and they definitely fought a Spanish civil war and ended up victorious. No, Franco was not a Nazi. If your history teacher told you that, your history teacher is a moron. He used Adolf Hitler for arms, and then when Hitler wanted help in World War II, Franco said, oh man, I'd love to, I'm too busy. He just needed the equipment, if you will. So Spain has been through the worst of it, Spaniard killing Spaniard, because the demonic communists took over, and they had to be removed with gunpowder. So you ask, how could they take over again when they've been through this? How could you allow this to happen again? Well, allow me to point something out to you. This is a headline from today. It's from NBC News. Black historical interpreters fight to keep history alive as some work to erase it. What are they talking about? Well, here's what they're talking about. People on the right have realized that this DEI filth has infected history departments as well. And they realize that the America-hating communist savages, they only want children to learn about how horrible and evil America is. So they've started to take that stuff out. Not that you shouldn't learn accurate history, you should, but history class has become, here's all the reasons America sucks. We genocided the Native Americans, and then we enslaved black people, and then it was segregation. Anyway, that's America. And people have figured out that's a very unhealthy way to teach history. So why do they teach history like that? Because if you cover up all the good things, cover up and ignore all the good things America has done, and you only present America as some evil empire, people don't know. You ask how the communists in Spain could, I mean, they have elections. How could these people have so much power and take over? And how can Spain not learn the lessons of the past? They're not taught about the past. My sister did a little vacation with some group, I forget what it was, through Spain. She went to Barcelona, did all these things, just touring Spain. And she said every one of her tour guides, every single one of them, talked about Francisco Franco like he was Lucifer himself. That's how history is taught there. That there was this evil monster who stepped in and stopped the saintly, nonviolent progressives. I'm sure that's how they described themselves. They were so liberal. They leaned left, and in came Adolf Hitler named Francisco Franco, and he killed them all. I've told you how many times that one of the most damaging things the American communist has taken over is our history. They write the history books. Even my kids, who have a great education from an amazing school, even my kids come home. Dad, our teacher taught us today that Andrew Jackson was evil. Yeah? What'd she teach you about him? Well, the Trail of Tears. Okay, what else? Oh, nothing. That was it. A lion of American history. And what did they learn about him in school? The Trail of Tears. People will not learn lessons from the past if they are not taught about the past. And that's why the American communist has taken over your history department, writes your history books. They do your history podcasts. You want an example? I guess I shouldn't be promoting them, so I'll drive the downloads up. But you want an example? You know, I'm always hoovering up as much history as I can. I'm obsessed with that. I love it. One of the big history podcasts out there is American History Tellers. American History Tellers. Go download an episode. and listen to how those filthy communists talk about American history. Every single subject, no matter what it is twisted and massaged and presented as America sucks. This country, we're so stupid. We're so ridiculous here. And unless you break free of that, if you are coming up right now and you're in school, now, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you're going to probably end up just fine. But if you're a child in school and that's you go to a public school somewhere and that's the only way they teach it, and then you go to college because everyone has to go to college, that's almost a guarantee that's the only way they're going to teach it, unless you go to Hillsdale or somewhere like that. And then you move from there into the normal world, you probably think your country sucks pretty bad too. You don't know about the greatness, the great things we've done. You don't know. History is incredibly important. And I am not at all saying, and I've never said this, I'm not saying that you cover up bad things countries have done, including ours. You can talk about how we conquered America from the Indians. Maybe that bothers you. Maybe you are an Indian. We have Indians who listen to the show, people at least of that heritage. They email me all the time because people know I'm fascinated by that. I've always liked the tribes and stuff like that. But maybe you're mad about it. You can still teach about it. It's fine. We did conquer the country from the Indians. We did. A bunch of different tribes were here. We stepped in. We were more powerful. We conquered them. You can teach about slavery. Slavery is freaking evil. And the transatlantic African slave trade was awful. It was an awful thing. You can teach about that. You don't have to hide it. You don't have to hide about segregation, about black people being treated like second-class citizens. You don't have to, and you shouldn't hide it. Teach it. But if you teach that that's who we are, that that's the entirety of America, you're a clown. And your children, whoever you're teaching that to, will grow up to resent living in the greatest country in the history of the world. That's a fact. Jesse. Chris says, I did do an Andrew Jackson history show. Chris, what's the date on that so people can find it? I'm going to play the Jeopardy music, Chris, although I don't have it. Do, 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 do. What? My voice just cracked there. I better whistle it instead. What, Chris? What? Okay, and if you want to learn about Andrew Jackson real history, on the podcast feed, August 14th, 2020, so you're going to have to rewind quite a ways, August 14th, 2020, we did an Andrew Jackson podcast. It's titled Shot in the Heart. History, Shot in the Heart. You want to go learn real Andrew Jackson history? And no, I'm not saying the Trail of Tears never happened. But if that's all your history teacher taught you about Andrew Jackson, your history teacher sucked. Here, Jesse. Before we get to the headlines, or just before the headlines we didn't get to segment on Wednesday, there was was that a snort laugh, or did my old ears deceive me? All right. Apparently there was something that allegedly happened on Wednesday. And before we get back to the news, like illegals and hiring illegals, I guess we're going to have to go back to the tape and address these vicious lies. Before we address these vicious lies, let me tell you a lie. The lie people believe is that they have to have AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, or they're going to have bad service. People believe that lie all over the place. Well, I'd like to switch to a great company like Pure Talk, but Jesse, I can't afford to be dropping calls. I have to be able to get a hold of my kid. I travel for work. Pure Talk's on the exact same towers. They're on the same network. I'm not asking you to sacrifice anything. With Pure Talk, they'll give you a brand new phone, or you can keep your phone, you can keep your number, and you will save money. When we switched to T-Mobile, our bill got cut in half. I'm not asking you to give up a single thing except for paying that communist company that hates your freaking guts. That's all I'm asking for. And it's easy. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Pound 250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. About to address a controversy here on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And then we'll get back into someone wants to know about these illegals. The employers have to be pulling taxes, Social Security, what's going on? I'll explain that in just a moment. Before I get to that, somebody emailed in and laid down quite an accusation. Jesse, just before the headlines we didn't get to segment on Wednesday, was that a snort laugh or did my old ears deceive me? Now, as you know, Jewish producer Chris and producer Corey are terrible people. They got this email and they already pulled the sound of what happened. I have not listened to it yet because I wanted to hear it with you for the first time. I have been accused of snort laughing. We don't need to pull an Epstein Files thing. Let's go to the raw, uncut footage, and let's listen. They haven't moved one inch on it. That is amazing, honestly. Chris, you edited that, didn't you? Hold on, let me listen again. They haven't moved one inch on it. That is amazing, honestly. Oh, man. Listen, we have wild animals around the office. And that could have been one of them. You never know. But I guess also I should have a talk with you that I've had before. And this is going to be the last time, Lord willing, we ever have to have this conversation. One, when I laugh, it's uncontrollable. I lose control of it. That's one. Two, every now and then, it's not all the time, okay? It's not all the time. Every now and then, I will develop a nose whistle, all right? I have also, courtesy of the United States Marine Corps, don't have all my hearing anymore. So it's this really dangerous combination of I have a nose whistle and I can't hear the nose whistle. I will have to wait until Ob very cruelly points it out or one of the boys very cruelly points it out. When you factor in seasonal allergies, uncontrollable laughter, and whatever is causing this nose whistle thing, there is a chance that that's what you heard here.
They haven't moved one inch on it.
That is amazing, honestly. I don't think that's a snort. I don't feel like that is, having listened to it. What, Chris? I don't feel like that. No, I think I was breathing out instead, almost like you're hawking a loogie or something. Like, isn't that what? I think that's what that was. That's not a snort.
They haven't moved one inch on it.
That is amazing, honestly. That's a wild animal. I think that's something else. Whatever it was, it's not a snort. Definitely not a snort. Hey, Jesse. No, I have to hear it one more time.
They haven't moved one inch on it.
That is amazing, honestly. I just don't hear it. I'm sorry. Hey, Jesse, I owned a small business for many years, and I had to report my employees' salary and tax withholding information monthly and send tax money to the IRS. If you didn't have a Social Security number, you couldn't work or the government would come looking for me as a business owner. How do the farm and hospitality industries get away with hiring anyone without documentation? Do these industries get a pass? They get Social Security numbers. Do you remember when Donald Trump gave that speech because Elon Musk, back before they had this terrible, embarrassing falling out, and Elon Musk had started DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, and they started to comb through the government records, government computers. And one of the things they discovered, in fact, it was something that Trump brought up loudly during the speech, was how many people who were, I mean, it was crazy, how many people were 200 years old and eligible for Social Security? Oh, we've got, we have a bunch of people who are 120 years old collecting Social Security. The reason they don't bust all these businesses for hiring illegals is the illegals show up with Social Security numbers, yours. And more specifically, your dead grandma's. Social Security fraud is a major, major business in this country. We used to, my dad was adamant about illegals, we're not hiring illegals, that kind of thing. So we used to do that I-9 verification thing where you would have to bring your documentation. Well, look, they all brought in their docs, but if they're not on the up and up, how would I have known? We put them through the government system. Government says, yeah, that's a real person. You're good to go. How do you know? I mean, I'm assuming we didn't hire anybody. Who knows? The illegals, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not excusing these industries. Oftentimes they know what they're doing. I mean, shoot, some of these businesses, they'll tell you where to go to get fake Social Security information. So I'm, believe me, I'm not defending the businesses. But if you want to know how that goes, that's how that goes. It's not all cash in an envelope underneath the table. They show up with the proper documentation because there is a multi-billion dollar industry out there to steal authentic information and get it in the hands of illegals. The United States of America, top to bottom, is addicted to foreign slave labor as if it's a drug. Every part of our country is addicted to it. Normal people, rich people, restaurant industry, government, you farmers, you name it. Addicted to low-cost foreign labor. When you have a whole country, a wealthy country, addicted to something like that, then there is going to be an industry that facilitates that addiction. No different than drugs. That's why I call it an addiction. All right, let's move on. If I had to fight somebody in the government or didn't want to fight someone in the government, who would it be? Let's talk about working class people. Are they going to get a break in taxes? Let's talk about preborn. We get so many wonderful emails. Jesse, money's a little tight for me right now, but being a strong pro-life advocate and hearing you talk about preborn, I started sending them a monthly contribution. After all, what could be more important than saving an innocent child's life? I'd also like your opinion on a theory I have. Life begins at conception with a single cell. 9 months later, a fully formed human being is born. Love the show. You're daggone right. That's a life. And thank you for everything you've done to support preborn. You don't have to send them $28 if you don't have $28. You want to contribute to buying that woman an ultrasound? Maybe you got $5 a month. Send it to them. Give it automatically. Maybe you have $28 a month. One ultrasound a month? That adds up to a lot of lives saved. Hey, maybe you're doing well. Maybe you want to send them $50,000. I don't care. It's all tax deductible. And it goes to save the life of a baby who cannot defend itself or speak for itself. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.